It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Thursday, January 15th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. The Iowa State Supreme Court is likely to decide whether Floyd County Medical Center will remain the beneficiary of a $10 million gift for a cancer center. In a social media post, FCMC says they've been notified that the Iowa Supreme Court will retain the appeal filed last summer by the Mayo Clinic over the Herman Stille estate instead of the case going to the Iowa Court of Appeals first. FCMC officials note that, with the case going before the state Supreme Court, it means the decision will finally bring the multi-year legal battle to an end. FCMC says the first court date is scheduled for Wednesday, February 18th at 9 a.m. in Des Moines. FCMC adds, regardless of the outcome, the hospital remains committed to bringing oncology services to the Charles City community. In June 2025, the First Judicial Court of Iowa ruled in favor of FCMC in the battle over the estate of Herman Stille, a successful farmer in Chickasaw County who left $10 million to FCMC in his will under two conditions: that FCMC remain independent and that the funds be used to establish a cancer center in Charles City. If FCMC was unable to meet those requirements, the money would go to the Mayo Clinic in Rochester for Alzheimer's disease research. Mayo challenged the court decision last summer, keeping the fate of Stille's estate in question since his passing in 2020. A bill to prohibit acquisition of land via eminent domain for carbon sequestration pipelines in Iowa advanced Wednesday from a House committee. Representative Stephen Holt of Denison sponsored House Study Bill 507 and said it protects Iowans' fundamental right to private property. Opponents of the bill said it would kill the proposed Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline project, which, according to company lobbyists, already has more than 1,400 easements with willing landowners for the pipeline. A group of Republican lawmakers, including Charlie Thompson of Charles City, have been vocal in their opposition to the Summit project, which was granted the right of eminent domain by the State Utilities Commission in 2024. The House passed a similar bill in 2025 to ban the use of eminent domain by carbon capture pipelines, but the Senate did not take up the bill. Representative Ross Wilburn of Ames expressed hesitancy advancing the bill, noting that Governor Reynolds was silent on the issue of eminent domain and property rights during her Tuesday Condition of the State address. Holt responded that neither the House nor the Senate can control what the governor does, nor can the two chambers control one another. House Speaker Pat Grassley of New Hartford said in a Wednesday taping of Iowa Press that the House's narrow eminent domain bill was rolled out early on to show that it is still something we really care about. Grassley added that the fact that the Senate is working on its own bill is a positive sign towards finding some level of resolution. While not official, the consensus of the Chickasaw County Board of Supervisors earlier this week was to bump up the rates charged to cities in the county for the Chickasaw County Sheriff's Office to provide law enforcement coverage for the 2026-2027 fiscal year. In recent years, the cities of Nashua and Fredericksburg have contracted with the county for X number of hours at an hourly rate, while the smaller communities of Ionia, Bassett, Alta Vista, Lawler, and North Washington have each paid for drive-through service at a per capita rate. During Monday's supervisors' meeting, Sheriff Ryan Shaver noted the county has tried to keep those rates in check.
Our office is not a revenue-generating office, so that's very clear. We do not bring in revenue. It's my job to provide law enforcement services to everybody in this county, no matter where they live. But it takes a certain amount of people and resources to provide that service across the county. And it's up to you five sitting there and how much money that's going to take and what I do with that.
While Supervisor Travis Succo pointed out that the city of Fredericksburg has balked somewhat at the rising expense, Shaver said any agreement between the county and the other municipalities is a mutual choice.
I don't have to sign their 28 agreement to provide law enforcement services to their contracts. State code says they got to have provide police law enforcement services. And how they do it, it could be their own police department, contract with the county sheriff, municipal police department between two cities. They've got to have something.
Supervisors took no official action, but gave Shaver the go-ahead to approach the cities with new rates just under 2% higher than they are for the current fiscal year, which ends June 30th. Trials have been delayed for two of five people arrested following a pair of drug raids last spring in New Hampton. On April 24, 2025, New Hampton Police, Chickasaw County Sheriff's Office, and Iowa State Patrol executed search warrants at two residences simultaneously. At 616 West Prospect Street, 42-year-old Miranda Roush and 45-year-old Chad Mickish were arrested, while at 621 West Hale Street, 52-year-old Paul Gertz, 44-year-old Gina Fuller, and 49-year-old Belinda Erig were all taken into custody. According to criminal complaints, officers recovered methamphetamine, marijuana, fentanyl patches, various glass smoking devices, and multiple syringes. Last May, Fuller pleaded guilty to possession of marijuana and was sentenced to 8 days in jail with credit for time served. Last month, Erig pleaded guilty to possession of meth, received a 90-day jail sentence, all suspended, and she was placed on probation for 2 years. Both had three other drug charges against them dismissed in plea deals. Mickish faces four felony drug charges from that April 2025 arrest, plus another felony drug charge from his arrest in May 2025. He is scheduled for trial March 25th in Chickasaw County District Court. Roush and Gertz are each facing four drug charges from last spring, including two felonies each. Both were scheduled for trial January 28th, but last week those proceedings were continued, with Gertz's trial now reset for February 25th and Roush's trial now slated for April 22nd. Almost 6 years after he committed the crime, a North Iowa man has received a suspended sentence for staging a fake auto accident in an attempt to collect $70,000 in insurance money. 39-year-old Zachary Robbins of Rockwell and another individual were accused of faking a motor vehicle collision about 15 miles northeast of Osage in March 2019. Law enforcement says the two vehicles were intentionally crashed together, with Robbins then setting his vehicle on fire and creating an explosion that destroyed the vehicle and everything inside. Investigators say Robbins lied to Mitchell County authorities and an insurance company in an attempt to get a payout of more than $70,000. Robbins was originally charged with first-degree arson, a Class B felony punishable by up to 25 years in prison, insurance fraud by presenting false information, a Class D felony, as well as making a false report of an indictable offense to a public entity, a serious misdemeanor. In a plea agreement, Robbins has pleaded guilty to one count of insurance fraud by presenting false information, with all other charges being dismissed. On Tuesday in Mitchell County District Court, Judge Rustin Davenport sentenced Robbins to 5 years in prison with the sentence suspended and placed him on 3 years probation. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.